It's a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could lie to me for a full year and I'd still date you. I don't know. I'm running out of these little things that I say in the beginning. Anyway, my guest today, she's on Black Monday. She has a Netflix half hour or quarter hour part of the lineup. It is Janelle James.
Yay.
Janelle.
Yo, I told my fans not to follow me here. This is so embarrassing. Do you hear that?
It's very embarrassing.
You hear that crap?
There's a bunch of fans here just breathing heavily in the mic.
Can I do
very
anything?
Excited for Janelle.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. You lived in New York for a very long time. Yeah,
I did. 15 years.
And now you're out here.
Now I'm out here. Not still quite, not living either. I'm like.
You're like floating.
I'm floating. That's what I would love. That's the dream,
just
you know?
Just floating between.
But I'm resisting. Like, every time I come, I'm here longer. So I'm like, fuck. You know
You're
what
You're just
I mean?
Going to
so,
end up moving here.
I know.
This
just
is where
let
the
me
fucking
have.
Work
let me believe
is.
I won't.
Do you think dating is easier in New York or LA?
Oh, definitely New York.
Right?
Yes.
Like, I miss New York.
I mean,
miss...
you just see, you just come in contact with more people.
Yeah. I miss going to a bar, making
Hanging
friends with
out.
A bunch of people, and then being like, I go home with you.
Which one of y'all?
Or I go
fuck?
Home with you.
Exactly.
I go home with you. Oh, which one?
Yo, I just came from a little cafe, Earth, mm-hmm. ran the corner, and it had this classic LA girl in front of me, like, you know, biracial spring curls, mm-hmm. tattoo behind the ear, you know what I mean? The you know, yoga body. Uh-huh. And I was like, look at this pretty bitch. Mm-hmm. And we ended up talking because I talked to everybody. And then the lamest dude rolled up and kissed her on her cheek. And I was just like, bitch, you see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. in New York, she wouldn't even look at that dude. Mm-hmm. It was like a white dude with gold fronts. It was so LA. Like, I was just like, this is so kismet that I see this before I go come on talk on this show. Like, you have to lower your standards so much out here, I feel. And it's sad. Anyway.
That's very funny.
Is it not true, though?
I see
the prettiest bras with just like, what?
I think that's like a full West Coast thing. Because when I go
not
to Portland,
LA.
It happens in Portland. It'll be like a beautiful woman and then a little hobbit walks up and is like, hey,
yeah,
honey.
It's just like, does the non-sunlight affect women and men differently? Because the dudes
Maybe.
Are not bringing it.
I also think men are more attractive in New York.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I
it's
think
just
there are
more of them.
There's
oh, you
more,
mean
like
they are attractive or they just look more attractive in New York?
No, I think they're actually more attractive. Like,
yeah.
They're not. I feel like out here you got like pretty men, like pretty men where you're like, you're just pretty.
Yes.
And I don't think I want anything to do with that.
I don't want to maintain myself to the level that it will take to keep you pretty man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to do the extra work.
Uh-huh.
Or even like listen about your macros and shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to have pretty mad conversations.
Yeah, I feel like it's not even like men are more real in New York. I think they're just better.
They just better.
I think East Coast dudes are better.
They're too laid back in a non-manly way. I don't know. But I'm also I'm from the island, so I'm very steeped in traditional masculinity.
What island are you from?
St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. So that's something I've been trying to unlearn,
mm-hmm.
but I very much look for like traits like my dad, like just, you know, stereotypically masculine, mm-hmm. you know, type. And I ain't seeing it out here in LA, so.
Yeah, I think I want a sensitive boy.
Well, you should be cool. Well, I mean, I would say what I've noticed is if you date younger, you could get one of those because those are the new men who are sensitive and
new
are,
man.
Yeah, like they're able to talk about their feelings.
That's what I want.
Go younger.
Because my dad never talked about his feelings.
Mine didn't either. And that's
well,
why
my
I'm
dad's
trying
from
to,
Barbados. I'm Maybe try, it's a black
island
man,
shit.
Island
yes.
man, island man thing.
That's why I say I'm trying to unlearn it, but I find when men do, it annoys me.
Mm.
I say I want it, but then when they start, I'm like, please shut up.
I feel like sometimes they start and you're like, I don't know why you have feelings about this. This is stupid.
What they have feelings about is annoying. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's nurture or nature. Like, well, mm-hmm. why is it actually what they're talking about annoying? But or we're just not used to hearing men talk like that.
I think it might be a little bit of both where it's like, what you're complaining about is fucking annoying. One,
but
two,
I'm still a woman.
I'm not used to like a man being like, this hurt my feelings.
Ew. That's so awful. The fact that I haven't ended up with like a woman beater by now, I'm so lucky because the things I look for in men is awful. But yeah, somebody, a man saying that hurt my feelings is it. I have to fight a urge to before I say, well, what's wrong? I will say I have gotten better. I will say what's wrong eventually. But my initial.
Eventually?
I mean, like 5 seconds later. But my that first 5 seconds, I'm like, ooh.
Are you on the apps at all?
No. I'm too old for that.
I don't, but how do you meet people?
I mean, we're comics. We're out.
I never meet anyone at shows. Like, I've never had an audience member be like, never had an audience member be like, oh my God, you're so funny, and I gotta fuck.
I mean, really, I should take that back, because usually men don't approach me at shows. They'll email me later, like, and that's weird.
Oh.
So, but how do I meet men? I don't know. I'm, like I said, I talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm, and I know a lot of women don't like this, but every man I've had a serious relationship with, I approach them.
Oh.
So it's worked for me, because I have specifications. I can't wait for that.
What are your specifications?
You know, like, I'm into what I'm into. I don't, you know, it's not even like I have a type, but I'm not attracted to many people. So when I see someone I'm attracted to, I got to make the move, because when else am I going to see somebody, you know?
That makes sense.
Worked out for me.
I usually make the move and chase people, but
I ain't say chase.
See, okay, I don't understand. Okay, so you make the move, and then what, you fall back, and then you let them chase you?
I mean, yeah. I've straight up stepped to me like, hey, are you attracted to me? And if so, here's my number. And then sometimes they call you, sometimes they don't. But I don't have that rejection feeling, I guess, that stops women from doing that. It don't affect me, because I'm just like, all right, well, that's just somebody I didn't know that I still don't know.
I wish I had that.
Change your thinking a little bit, I guess. I don't know.
I need to borrow some of that from you, because I'm always like, please don't reject me.
They can smell that. You know, nobody wants that.
I know. I don't think I'm like desperate, but.
But I can't go on apps. That's too embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. I'm on
apps?
All of the apps.
As Nicole Byer?
Yes.
Yikes.
Janelle! Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know. I don't meet people at shows. I don't meet people at work.
Yeah,
I don't.
You always on the road.
I don't know how to meet people, so I'm on these fucking apps.
Target Friday night. You know they ain't got no girl. They ain't there on Friday night.
Maybe I'll start doing that. Go to Target on Friday night. See if there's a dude there.
They buy groceries. You're like, oh, he cooks. If they're in the home section. Oh, maybe has an apartment of their own. I mean, it tells you so much, you know? I have met men at Target, by the way. And TJ. What's it called?
TJ Maxx?
TJ Maxx.
Marshalls. Ross Dress
for Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's.
I was not going in the right direction.
You're like, Big Lots.
Big Lots? You meet people at Big Lots? Oh, boy. Yeah, every now and again, I get a message that's like, are you really Nicole Byer? And I'm like,
yeah.
If I wasn't, I would pick someone better to catfish with. Why would I pick Nicole Byer?
I'm not even like, oh, I'm famous. I'm just like, there's people that also know me on there.
Yeah, it sucks. It just...
The comics know you like long walks on the beach and shit. I can't live it down. I can't.
I very rarely come across other comedians.
Really?
Very rarely.
I've sat with men as they're swiping other male comics and seen female comics.
Oh, really?
So I think that was very early on when everybody was on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned me off immediately. So I've never.
I love that you're not on the apps, but you still be fucking.
I still be fucking, man.
What's the worst date you've been on?
Oh, shit. I mean, it's been a long time. I don't really deal with much bullshit no more. Like, that's the one of the many benefits of getting older. Like, I am, like, out of there first gut feeling. But when I was younger, oh, God. When I first moved to New York, this guy, we met. probably on the street, and like how people used to meet. Uh-huh. And we planned a date. He picked me up from work. Granted, you know, I don't know anybody in New York at that time. I had just mm-hmm. moved there, so he could have took me anywhere. But he's like, oh, I'm going to take you to, I forget where we were going, but we ended up deep in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I lived like in Harlem. And he's like, oh, I got to go drop something off in my house. Mm-hmm. Get there. He's like, come in, have a drink. And I'm like, no, I'm cool. I'll wait out here. And this man turned into a maniac like right away. Like,
really?
I really feel like I escaped something.
Oh, from no.
And I've had multiple dates like that where it's a man just like switches on a dot, like, oh, you're crazy, you know?
Oh, no.
So yeah, I know maybe that's serious. Maybe it was supposed to be like a I threw up type story, but those are like my worst dates.
Oh,
where it's
no.
like, oh, I'm in danger.
I went on a date with a man who I met on the street of New York. I was walking to work and I was working at Lane Bryant. And I can't remember what he said to me that I was like, yeah, let's exchange numbers. But we like started texting. I found his MySpace.
Yes.
He found my MySpace.
Like, let me
we were
get in
MySpace
that top eight,
friends.
Baby.
No, he was not in my top eight. Thank you very much. That was reserved for my best friends. But he asked me out for coffee. We met in Bryant Park and he immediately just started insulting me. And I was like, what is happening? And then I was like, thank God I didn't meet him for a drink or something. Because I was like, if you're going to be mean to me sober,
right.
like, I don't want to see you fucking drunk.
I've been running into that a lot lately. And I remember when that whole, what's it called? Pickup artist shit started going mm-hmm. with white dudes.
Where they're like, neg them.
Yeah, black dudes are doing that now.
Oh.
And I'm like, yo, y'all. And I was telling them right away, like, yo, whatever the fuck you saying right now, I don't like mm-hmm. it. Like, this whole compliment insult shit they do. Mm-hmm. I check that shit right away, like, this is so corny. Like, y'all mm-hmm. supposed to have swag and charm. Like, y'all doing this white boy shit now? It's so disappointing. But this is, I have, like, those type of conversations a lot now.
I don't know what, like...
Women make money now. That's what it is. That's what I think it
maybe.
Is. Maybe. They're intimidated, so they have to, like, push us down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they innately know that they're not good enough for us.
I just...
So they have to insult you. You're a public figure. Can you imagine? In their brain, they're like, this chick is famous.
Uh-huh.
I have to let her, you know what I mean?
I had this one dude that I was trying to hook up with. He was like, he had come to my show and I met him afterwards for a drink. And he was like, yeah, I didn't know who you were. My friend's the one who brought me. And I was like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know why
like,
you,
nigga, you know who I am. I mean.
I needed to know that. Is
he knew
you
who
were
you
there.
Were. He knew who you were.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't
well,
understand.
I mean, it's an easy way to figure out, find a loser, like, to know mm-hmm. a loser, like, right away. Like, I immediately ghost people like that. I'm like, oh, you have self-esteem issues.
You and ghost people?
Yeah. I mean, if you just met somebody, that's...
yeah. think... You're like, I fucking love ghosting people. It's my hobby.
I am pretty harsh. I mean, because...
Well, how many
I don't
dates?
Think it's ghosting if I just met you. If
so
it's
if
one
it's
day,
like one date,
that's
you'll
not
ghost?
Ghosting.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that's not ghosting. That's just like, this didn't work out.
Do that nagging shit right away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, you're one of those dudes. I'm out of here, you mm-hmm. know? Whereas when I was younger, I would have, oh my God,
no,
why
you're
you,
so mean. I can't
you
even.
Say that?
And it's so funny because it's like nagging is, there's a difference between like playfully,
yeah.
you know, like, you know, roasting
ain't no first
somebody.
Date.
But yeah, like
don't
the first date is like,
don't
I
even
don't
playfully roast me on the first date. You don't know shit about
I don't
me. Yeah.
know you.
Yeah.
I had a comic who was hosting for me who was like kind of negging me. And I was like, I don't know you.
Ugh.
And like two of my friends were also on the show. So like we were kind of roasting each other.
Yeah.
I was like, I know these
right.
people.
Right.
I don't fucking know
they
you.
They know your boundaries
yes.
and where to go. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it
like,
was a dude?
No, it was a girl.
Oh.
And I had run the light at the first show by like, I don't know, 10 minutes. But I said it on stage. I was like, I'm running the light. You guys are a great crowd. I want to give you one last story. And after the show, she was like, when's the next show going to start? I mean, if Nicole hadn't run the light. And I was like,
holy shit.
I was like, I can't believe you're employed this weekend
Yo,
because of me.
And this is an out of town comic. That's like her hometown type shit.
Yes.
Oh, so she the big bitch in her town.
I guess so. I was truly like,
she's like, look,
ooh,
I run this who? Chuckle hut. Okay.
I run this chuckle hut.
Don't be running a light in South Dakota.
Don't do it. Also, comedy clubs have the dumbest names.
I know.
Chucklehead. You're not far off. It's
I'm
like,
sure it exists.
Like, there's a place called Magoobies. Not to like shit on Magoobies. I've never played there, but what I'm an sure insane name. Like, what are you
it's
doing
like
tonight?
Oh,
we're going to Magoobies. What the fuck?
So imagine that's the height of your shit so far. And here come this famous chick.
Who runs the like 10
minutes.
Because
that's all that shit is. All roasting and all that shit is just selfish. Like mm-hmm. they're feeling threatened in some way. And I ain't got time for it.
Don't have time. I've gotten some of the weirdest gigs lately. Like I just co-hosted the Gay Porn Awards.
Yes.
It was... Maybe they were the best audience I've had in a very long time.
Yeah.
They were there for fun. They understood that, like, when I spoke, they had to listen and there would be laughs. Like, people at clubs are now screaming at me and shit. And it's exhausting. But the Gay Porn Awards, man, I would take that audience with me anywhere. I loved them.
So what are the award categories?
Oh, you better believe there was a best butt.
Ooh, yes.
Best bisexual.
No.
Oh, Mateo Lane has
the best
just
butt.
A great fucking body.
Yes.
His body is
but
insane.
But his butt is exceptional.
His butt is pert.
Perfect.
And perfect. And you just want to like grab
is
it.
Is it two dimples? I haven't been on the page in a while. Does he also have butt
I
dimples?
I think he's got two little butt dimples.
I can't stand that dude.
Ugh.
I love him. Anyway.
What a beautiful body. Best butt. Best newcomer, but they spelled it correctly. And I was like, you missed an opportunity for something.
Left.
Also, there was like 17 people nominated for best newcomer. And I was like, who wasn't nominated? Also, they started the award show with an in memoriam segment.
Oh, no.
With like soft music and then headshots of gay porn stars shirtless. I was
not
like,
their dicks. They should have just showed their dicks. Everybody like, oh, my God, that's Michael.
They should. And I felt bad laughing, but I was like, we understand that this is goofy as fuck, right?
And why start the show?
And why
like
start
that?
It with that? Maybe in the middle of the show.
Oh my God.
And then one of the porn stars was like, meth kills. And I was like, oh my
Holy
God.
Shit. Mm.
And we did this pre-tape segment as a bit to open the award show. And we were taping it. And the director goes, so it was like me, my co-host, and then like four porn stars. And the director goes, all right, we're going to do a POV shot. And one of the porn stars goes, this little twink goes, what's a POV? And then this other one goes, do you even do porn? And it made me laugh so hard. And then he goes, well, I don't know all the nicknames to the shots yet. And I was like, honey, it's a point of view shot. And he was like, one day I'll learn all the nicknames. I was like, well, I just told you one. Oh, my God. And then I was talking
to... Are you new here?
Yeah, are you new here? How do you not know? Do you even do porn? I don't
think
I
say that randomly.
Yes,
just
do you even do porn?
Here's your latte. Do you even do? I said hot chocolate. Do you even do porn? Yes, that's my new shit.
It was so funny. I was talking to a producer and I was like, oh yeah, I've got like a pretty busy week ahead of me. And then he goes, I have a busy week too. I'm doing a DP, double penetration. I was like, I know what a DP is.
I mean, he probably lives for saying that though.
He's like, and then I have an orgy later. It's like just so casually talking about it.
He's
it was
like,
very
I'm
fun.
More exciting than you.
Yeah, I was like, you got me.
Do you even do porn?
Do you even do porn? Actually,
like,
I don't do porn.
I'm here because I'm fun.
It was also on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Hello.
So you better believe I wrote a Martin Luther King Jr. cum joke. And I was like, this might be the highlight of my career.
That's cool. I mean, that's one of the things I'm envious about you. You get to do like such a wide range of shit.
Just,
no, I'm just saying.
The weirdest shit.
I would totally love to.
To go.
No, I wouldn't.
The
they know.
Porn. They know.
They know I'm not going to do it. That's why they don't ask me.
It's like one week you're doing something for Planned Parenthood, then you're doing something for the Gay Porn Awards.
Hey, they all feed into each other, do they not?
I guess so.
All related.
We have to take a break.
Yay.
And we're back.
Woo!
Just a quick little ad break. When you are looking for a man, what are you looking for?
Right now, I ain't looking for nothing, which is so freeing. Like, I'm for real. I'm over it. You know what I mean? Kind of. So it's kind of freeing and also aggravating because men want you to feel like you're looking for them. If that makes sense.
Yes.
So because I'm not looking for them, I have more than I've ever wanted. You know what I mean? That type mm-hmm. of shit. But I really don't want nothing from any of them except a couple pumps and go to the movies.
A couple pumps and go to the movies.
Go to dinner and then beat it. Like, for real. Like, I just, that's all I want. Like, somebody to hang out with every once in a while and then beat it. I have kids already. I've had long relationships already.
How many kids do you have?
I have two sons.
I don't think I knew this about you.
I feel like I hid it for a long time because of sexism. And also, I didn't want to... When I started, I didn't want to get shuffled into mom comedy.
Sure.
And that was very much like, I remember the first time I kind of said it in a, like a meeting for a manager or something. They were like, oh, well, you could do, it was like cooking shows. And mm-hmm. and I was like, yo, I don't, that's not who I am. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I do have kids, but I don't want to be talking on morning shows about children.
So weird. That you say something about yourself and then people immediately go, oh, yeah. Well, she must want to talk about her kids all the time stuff.
When I think about it now, that wasn't like a bad thing on their part for management. Cause mm-hmm. they're like, oh, this is how I know you can make money. Like they mm-hmm. were, and just me personally, I didn't want to go that way. I think I went a harder route, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And trying to talk about my kids in a non, you know what I mean?
Well, like, so these two kids I know.
Not even these. I do talk about them, but I'm not like, I don't complain about them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like mom comedy is like, oh God. So, you know, when you're dropping your kids off at soccer, mm-hmm. and I just didn't want to do that. mm-hmm. I just talk about them.
I don't know if that's a harder route. I think it's a more creative route.
Creative route. Yes, not think... harder. Not that mom comedy is easy. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't really mention. I only mentioned them here and there for a long time. And I just like recently in the last 3 years or stuff, like started writing specific jokes for them. Because also mm-hmm. now they're like people.
How old are they?
My oldest son is 16 and 12.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Honestly, you do have very good skin. Are you wearing makeup right now?
I have on BB cream.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You have great fucking skin.
Thank you. It's been a journey.
Do you get, like, laser treatments or, like, chemical peels?
I have gotten chemical peels before. Not currently, but I used to have really bad acne, like, mm-hmm. 6 years ago. And then I just got really into skincare, trying everything. And I think really what happened is my hormones have calmed down now. Mm. And now I just have a regimen. If I fall off the regimen for 2 days, I look like a
crib
keeper.
I
look like straight up.
What is the
Nosferatu
regimen? Tell me about it because I'm on a skincare journey and I'm going to try to.
Well, what I will say first is, of course, everything for each individual is different. So mm-hmm. what works for me may not help you. But falling asleep in my makeup, like, that's number one. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to do that shit all the time. And they'd mm-hmm. be like, why do I look awful? You know what I mean? Like, where does it come from? So that's like, I will come in drunk as fuck and still wash my face. Like, it's not a game. Or what I'll do is I'll come in, set a timer for 20 minutes, fall asleep, mm-hmm. and then wake up and wash my face. Like, it's made such a difference.
Uh-huh.
Such a difference.
I'm bad at that. Although, last night I took a bunch of mushrooms
be
and
tired.
Drank two bottles of wine,
and
I
you
was fucked
face?
Up, but I washed my
Hell
face.
Hell yeah, I'm just saying, let the vanity move you.
I truly was looking in the mirror, and I was like, my head looks like it's floating away, but I better catch it and wash
that
it.
That shit is gleaming. And then, yeah, I just do the whole wash, tone, fucking sunscreen. I know it just hit us blacks, but it's true.
Yes.
That's why I look younger than I do. I've been doing sunscreen for like 10 years. You know what I mean? So look younger than I am. Every once in a while, I'll do like a glycolic, like some kind of Sephora mask, mm-hmm. one of them acids, which is a chemical peel, like a over-the-counter chemical peel.
Mm-hmm.
I do sheet masks. Serums. Like
I just discovered serums.
I mean, if you want to talk about it in depth, after I will I will curate something for you. Tell me what kind of skin you have. Dry, oily?
It's very oily.
Oily. Oh, you lucky. You're going to look young forever.
That's what people keep saying.
Yes, yes.
This one makeup artist started using, oh, fuck. I don't remember what it was, but it was like a... Not tea tree oil, but like something to dry out my skin so it wouldn't be so oily. Mm. And she like fucked my skin up for like 2 years.
Yeah, tea tree oil, essential oils aren't supposed to go straight up on your face like yeah. that. It's supposed to be diluted and something else. God damn. It's so whack that one person can fuck you up
yes,
for that long.
For like 2 years. And I was like, oh, I want my oil to come back. I don't like being dry.
I mean, that's like if you take like Accutane or something like that, you'd be dry forever. But I
also,
mean,
Accutane makes you want to kill yourself. That's why I've never gone on it. I was like, I would hate to wake up with clear skin and be like, I want to die.
I tried it for a month. It made me faint like multiple times. But bitch, my skin.
You'd be falling out, but they're like,
I haven't had clear skin like that. So you have to go with Accutane. You have to go monthly to refill it. They take your blood. They give you a pregnancy test because it's so strong. If you, they don't want the liability, if you have a baby, it's going to fuck your baby up.
Oh
so
my
you have
God.
To get a pregnancy test every month. So they give you the next month. So I remember I went back in and he was like, how's it going? I was like, great. You know, I just faint every once in a while, but you know, it's And he was like, what? I was like, oh, I fainted like 3 times. And he was like, you can't have any more. I was like, dude, look at
my
face. Look at my face.
My face, I look beautiful.
And I left it like, I shouldn't have said nothing. Because I had such bad skin. Uh-huh. I was just like, I don't care. Just please give it to me.
That is so wild that the side effects to this are you're going to kill yourself and you might faint a little bit.
Permanent dry eye.
Permanent dry eyes?
Some people get that because it just sucks the moisture from your body. But it just shows you like how much bad skin affects people that you're just willing to risk
willing to truly struggle internally to look beautiful externally.
You feel like people think you're dirty. You know what I mean? Like if or you don't wash your face if you have acne or whatever. Like it was a horrible time. So anytime when anybody tells me I have nice skin, I have to like me? I'm still like, you know, because I had bad skin for so long. So anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's a regimen. I'm telling, like, it's a lot.
I have such bad skin that like if I sleep at a dude's house, I like fully sleep in my makeup and and I'm like, when do I
reveal
my true face? You know the meme where it's like a bald headed doll and Ben is like, took off my eyelashes and makeup.
That's me with wigs. I'm like, when do I let this dude see?
Yes. The same. I'm like, okay, so when does he see my bald headedness? Mm-hmm. When does he see my bare eyes with no lashes? When does he see my light eyebrow? Like, when do I show this person what I actually look like?
You trying to get married?
I mean, eventually.
So I would say 6 months.
6 months after marriage?
No, before you reveal. That's long enough. He's deep in love. He don't care. He's seeing you as he wants to see you by that time.
I mean...
If you don't want nothing, same night. That's me. I'm like, yo, I'm coming out with the head wrap, the mushroom bonnet.
That's another thing. Like, I wear a giant satin bonnet, and I'm like, when do I show? And I date a lot of white dudes. I'm like, when do I show this white dude
white
that I look like Chef Boyardee?
They lucky to even be pumping on top of you, girl. Are you crazy? Please. White dudes get no special treatment from me.
It's not special treatment. I'm just like, oh, I got to explain a lot of things to
or
you.
Or even, not special treatment, but nah. I'm not hiding myself for a while. You knew what you signed up for. And I'm assuming you liked it. That's why you're here.
I told this one dude, I was like, I wear a wig. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't. This is not. What? What do you mean you don't know this is a wig? He's like, I just can't.
They don't know when white women are wearing wigs either.
No.
So.
I once fucked
I haven't dated a white dude in a long time.
No.
So.
Black men don't go for me.
It's so much. Wrapped up in that.
But I do have a date with a black guy on Friday.
Hell yeah.
But he kind of looks like me.
Oh.
He's got a round cherub like face. And I was like,
I mean, we do ultimately end up with people that look like us.
I know. Whenever
so
I see like
the one.
Old couples that like both look like lizards, I'm like, oh my God. How did you find each other? And did you like ever look better?
You're going to end up looking like them anyway, so maybe just start.
Yes, just start out looking like each other.
Well, I'm trying to think,
cuties.
Do white guys go for me? White guys go for me. I mean, all men go for me at different looks. Don't you think? If your hair is straight, you get a certain black guy or a certain white guy. If your hair is natural, you get a certain kind of white guy. Mm-hmm. So it's just, and I change my look so much, so I don't know if I have a specific type that goes after me or not. It just depends on how I look. I just think it's super interesting.
I usually get long-haired white dudes.
Mm. Little Jason Momoa.
Not like that.
Joshua.
I love that. I slept with this white dude who...
Like Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, that's what I get. A lot
they
of
definitely
fucking
don't come
nerds.
I think they're afraid of me. And I'm so into your sword culture.
I don't understand Dungeons and Dragons. I don't get Settlers of Catan. That's another nerd fucking game. Oh, but back to wigs. I was fucking this white dude and he like pulled my hair and I pulled it forward. I was like, not my wig.
Wow. And then what did he say?
He was like, oh, so I'm sorry. And I was like, keep going.
How long did that last?
Oh, that was just a one night stand.
Do you think it had anything to do with the wig?
No, he lives, this was a man who I met in Houston who lives in Malaysia, but okay. is from Eastern
All
Europe.
All right.
So dumb.
That is one night stand worthy. Dumb.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll never see you again. But sometimes he likes my Instagram posts. Okay. So
he's like, I may be back in America one day.
He's like, let me plant some seeds, some breadcrumbs. I'm coming back for you. I'm tired of
longest relationship in Kazakhstan.
I mean, I couldn't.
One night stand, that's the other thing. I don't do those either. Like, I just, I feel like, have I had a one night? I had a one night stand. This guy, Tony Chance, and this is how great this guy, A Pussy, that I remember his full name. And I met him in the mall at my mall job. And we were supposed to go out. We was going out. We were supposed to go out to eat. And we were driving. And he looked at me like, let's just not, you know, let's get, it's probably something corny. Like, let's get dessert before dinner or some shit. And I was like, And we went to his house. And this dude, man, I don't think I've had since that day. Like, I kept his business card for years. But that one night stand.
You met him in the mall. He gave you a business card and ate your pussy.
And ate my pussy. But that one night stand wasn't even his fault. He tried to contact me after that. And I was so embarrassed that I slept with, like, quote unquote, slept with him on the first night. I grew up religious.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of my shit is still wrapped up in that. That I never got contacted him again. Like, now I would, but then
I do you still
have
the business card?
No, unfortunately.
Maybe.
But I did look him up on Facebook and no. No.
Did you? No?
I looked him up on Facebook like 10 years ago and no. I mean, this is like 20 years ago.
You should look for him now. Maybe
he's. I mean, it hasn't gotten better.
Maybe he's looking. He's looking for that pussy.
He aged poorly.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I was like, I had him at his prime.
That's. I always think about that when I'm dating somebody. I'm like, you might be ugly soon. You.
I mean, with men, you never know. You know what I mean? Like, women come with an ingrained maintenance routine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Dudes, especially once they feel like they always say, like, women let themselves go. When dudes feel like they got you locked down, they are chilling.
They are disgusting.
Yeah, so.
Sometimes I'll be at the airport and be like, ugh.
Yeah. This whole, like, oh, like, Steve Carell got hotter as he got older. That's rich dudes.
Yes. Rich dudes with a stylist.
Yes.
And with somebody to be like, hey.
Regular dudes. It's not going well.
They look disgusting.
That's why you have to be in love by them.
I met this man the other day with the wildest toupee I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, who doesn't love you? Who let you out of your house? Like, do you have a wife who is like, yeah, babe,
of
that
course
looks
not.
Real?
Of course not.
It truly looked like he found a squirrel, killed it, and was like, I'll put this on my head. He looks so fucking nuts. I couldn't believe it. And I couldn't stop staring at him, and I felt so bad.
And we walking around worried about our wigs.
I know, right?
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to, as I get older, just care less about everything. Because I feel like I'm going to get laid regardless. You know what I mean?
I love this casual confidence. Every time I have sex, I'm like, this might be the last time.
I don't want to say it's new. I've always been, I'm a narcissist, first of all. But I've always been confident, but I get more confident as I get older. And I hang out with women even older than me. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing women should do. And they're so much more confident. Like, it really just, as you get older, you don't give a fuck. And it's like, oh, I can't wait. Like, I hang out with 60-year-old women and 70-year-old women who got money. That's the other thing. We got money now. Like, we don't really need men. And they feel it. That's where that nugget shit comes from. And I just love it because not so many. I haven't had a whole bunch of sex partners, but a lot of them did not deserve to pump on me. If I had... they didn't deserve to climb on and sweat on me and shit. If I had more confidence then.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah. I've slept with so many people that like, why did I do that? Deserve anything.
Why did I do that? I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like him. I wasn't really attracted to him. Why do I even care if this person liked me?
Mm-hmm.
So
I may have told this story on the podcast, but I slept with this dude who did an Obama impression at the bar.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, baby, that was not good, but I gotta
totally
fuck you.
I totally get it if you're still in the part where you're trying to get married and have, like, a family and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, I totally get it.
Right now, I'm looking for someone who is nice to me.
And that sucks that,
that's, like, know, a very low bar. Find.
Yeah.
It's so low.
Yeah.
Just, like,
that's what I'm saying,
because nice.
Everyone's, like, it's mean. Is flirting now or mm-hmm. something like that. And I don't like it at all.
No.
I'd rather be alone.
I've just been alone for so long that I'm like, I would like to call someone and be like, hello, I had a good day.
Yeah.
And then a travel buddy. I want.
Yeah.
It would be nice to like bring someone on the road with me.
Yeah. That's but how like, I ended up dating a comic and that was, ugh. Anyway, but.
I don't think I could date a comic.
Yeah. It was nice for that reason though. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, come to middle of nowhere with mm-hmm. me real quick, but
yeah. I mean, I work a lot, so I do worry about like if and when I get into a relationship, it's like that person's gonna have to understand that I work. Yeah.
Men will compete
six
with you.
Days a week, sometimes 7 days a week.
My thing is not even time. I'll make time for someone that I really like,
mm-hmm.
just like we all do, but men will silently compete with you for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're so intimidated if they think, oh, this person doesn't have to be with me. And I'm like, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be with you. Yet
I'm
here I am.
Choosing to be with
yet here
you.
I, but they don't want that. They want to feel like they tricked you or, you know, you're like, oh, their dick is so bomb that that's why you can't resist. Like, get out of here. I'm just, you know.
I do love a good dick.
Don't we all?
just a nice. I've realized recently I'm a real size queen. I love a big dick.
I mean, I didn't even have to realize. I've always known that I too enjoy a big fucking dick.
I love
like, sorry.
It. I love when that's like a challenge where I look at it and I'm like, I don't know where that's going
to
fit.
I mean,
but
I
we'll
ain't
work
trying to go to an emergency room or nothing,
yes.
But
take me to the ER. That's what I want. That's what I'm telling the universe. I want to go to the ER and go, doctor, the dick was so bomb. It fucking blew me apart. That's what I want.
So this might be an urban legend, but when I was like a teenager, I had this guy and a friend of mine and then her friend were all there. And this guy's dick, like we were sitting, he was doing a man spreading thing. I'm mm-hmm. sure on purpose, but it was laid out on his thigh. Like he could have just rubbed it like a cat. Like
really?
Right there. Like it was like from his crotch to his knee. And we were, me and my friend and the other woman were just looking at that shit the whole time. And I remember after we were like leaving, and we was like, one of us has to fuck him. Like, somebody has to. Like, who's
somebody
it gonna be?
Has to experience this
who's
dick.
Who's it gonna be? And the legend is, so it was the friend of a friend who ended up sleeping with him. And according to my friend, she got up after and was walking to the bathroom and fainted. Had to go to the emergency room. And the doctor said that her cervix got pushed up.
Ooh.
And so the pain she was feeling was it just like moving back down. I don't know if that's possible, but I'll never forget that shit.
That
he like moved her
wild.
Whole reproductive
he just
reproductive
fucked
system
up her insides
upper floor.
He invented I want to get up in your guts.
Yes,
truly.
He was literally
he was like, I'm trying to hit your stomach. You're like, what? That is
so
funny.
That's what, I mean, I don't need all
maybe
that.
Maybe I don't want that. That sounds
that's what
too
I'm
much. This poor man, though. Like, imagine every time you fuck somebody, they fall out and you got to take them to
I
the
mean,
ER.
I've run across some dicks where they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, I know
mm-hmm.
you have to get on top and, like, I don't want to hurt you type mm-hmm. shit. And I'm like, that is very charitable of you. Thank you so much.
I've never seen a dick that big.
Yeah.
You got to get on top.
I mean, it never works out because it's just like, that's too much. And I do feel sorry for them. But I'm sure they'll meet their pussy match at some point.
They'll
you know?
Meet someone with a sloppy, gaping hole.
No!
Who's ready to take it? Just
no,
push.
I think it's not even pussy looseless. It's like how you're shaped inside. Like, you know, some people curve. Some people are a straight entry. You know what I mean?
I don't know what I am.
I think it's a U-turn up in there for me. Myself. Like a little, you know, cul-de-sac up maybe, at the, you know?
Maybe.
Anyway.
Hmm.
I'm sure there's pussies built for big dicks like that.
Probably.
You know what I mean? So. Mazel to them, not
mazel to you and your pussy for a big
dick. That was
dick.
A weird little aside we just went on.
No, I like it. Oh boy, I love that you're not on the apps. It truly makes me so happy. It made
and
me,
will never. I will never.
I got off them for like a hot second last year, but also I didn't meet any. Or no, I met like a couple people in person, and it just didn't work out. So then I was like, well, guess I gotta get back on them.
I mean, you did meet people.
Yes.
And it didn't work out, but is it working out with the people from the apps?
Ugh, not really.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's not needed. You still meet. I just, the idea of nobody's being themselves through text anyway, especially if you haven't met them face to face. I can't read you. Mm-hmm. I can't smell you. You know what I mean? I just, it doesn't jive with me. It really, it kind of creeps me out a little bit. That's no, you know, not to anybody who's on it. I know it's a... Mm-hmm. It's a thing, but it's not for me. It kind of, it's too impersonal.
Yeah, I've gone out with dudes and then gotten to their smell. And I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
You smell bad.
Now I see you in Target and I, you know, follow you around a couple aisles.
I follow you around Target. I would love to go to your wedding. And he's like, I love Janelle since the moment she followed me down the pots and pan aisle of Target. I turned around. I said, how long have you been following me? She's like, a minute.
I'm like, oh, he likes tacos? Like, you know so much. And it's not lies, like on the app, you know? On the app, he's like, oh, I love foie gras. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. In Target, he like hot dogs. You see it right there. He picked
in
it
Target,
up.
Target, he likes hot dogs.
And you can be like, do I want to fuck with a hot dog nigga right there? You can make the decision instead of finding it out 2 weeks later after you done let him sweat on you, is all I'm saying. So. Target gonna come out with a dating app now.
I really hope Target reaches out to you and they're like, Janelle, we need to make you the face of Target.
I feel like
dating.
I've approached at least 3 people at Target before. Did they all work out? No, but we had good conversations. They probably followed me and bought an album or two. I don't know.
Clock like dudes alone in Target. I only clock like families in Target.
On the weekends, late, I am in there high as fuck looking at dudes. Do you know Hadiya Robinson?
No.
She's another comic. That's my best friend. Like, we go to Target, like, straight up, turned up. Like, high as fuck, scoping niggas. Like, it's always dudes in it. It really, especially in LA.
That's so fucking fun. I'm going to go to Target next Saturday. I'm just going to go to Target and be like, I'm going to fucking find
it. You know, dudes always working out here. I feel like they do their Target run straight from the gym. You're like, word. You know, you don't approach everybody, but sometimes you just want to look around, you know?
I was in Florida, in Orlando, and I had a pretty bad weekend of shows. Mm-hmm. And the last day I was like, I'm going to go to this Walmart. I'm going to smoke this joint and walk around Walmart. And I had a great time.
It's all an attitude.
I was just very high. And I was like, I'm going to open these crackers.
Yes.
So then I just ate crackers. And I was like, I'm not paying for these crackers.
See, and if you went in like, oh, got to go to Walmart, it would have been a bad time.
It would have been a very terrible time.
Nah,
but I had
hit up my girl like, yo, you
time.
Trying to go to Target? She like, hell yeah.
I love that you're texting people. You trying to go to Target?
Yeah, this is what awaits you after 30. Target runs.
I mean, the other day I said to someone, I just bought a great vacuum. Do you want to hear about it?
I'm like, word? He vacuums? Like, you, can you imagine now? You're in Target? You see a guy buy a vacuum? That's who you marry. Not these app dudes. Here's the other reason I don't like apps. Again, at the forefront of it, when they were starting, I had a friend, one of my best friends, my only male best friend that like I haven't slept with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So rare. But or not even that you had not rare that you haven't slept with him, but he doesn't try continually. Mm-hmm. When Tinder first dropped, this dude, the amount of pussy he was getting was just unimaginable. Like, it grossed me out, you know, and men are like that on them. Like, I don't. Yep. They're just like lunch, dinner, breakfast, and they're spoiled. And they ask it too much and it puts you in this like competitive mode with these other broads. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Yeah, I read an article that said that dudes on apps are dating like 6 women at a time.
Yeah.
And I was like, 6?
Yeah.
That's so
many. And dating
many.
Is kind of not the right word. They're not dating
they're
these
fucking,
chicks. Yeah.
They're fucking 6 girls at a time. Which is.
Meanwhile, the women are like, am I the one? No, bitch. Like. He left your house and went and showered at some other broad's house. Like, I cannot. I don't know. Yeah. So that's really what it is. It's not really like, oh, I'm like, Like, I'm, like, looking down on apps. I just know what men are doing on there because I've seen it.
I was hooking up with this dude that I met on an app, and then the first time I went to his house, there was, like, some other girl's earring on his nightstand. I was like, okay. Yeah. And then the next time, there was, like a bobby pin in his bed, and I was like, okay. So you don't even change your sheets, son.
Like, I cannot. I cannot. Gross. It's
awful.
So, yeah, I take men 2-3 days at a time, and then I'm like, get out of my face.
Janelle, this is so funny. I want to get to this level.
They're just gross. They annoy me now. Like, once you've dated a long time, they all think they're saying, like, new shit, but you've heard it already.
I still have fun
with them, but it's so much shorter, and my expectations are just way, like, I don't want anything more than a good time.
How do you not get, like, attached?
How do I? No. Let me also say, once I am, like, into somebody, I am, like, a hard-ass, like, Care Bear person. Mm-hmm. How do I not get attached? I mean, it's really their doing. Once somebody gets on my nerves one time, it's over. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All they have to do is not get on my nerves, and I'm into you. You know what I mean? But what happens is they all get on my nerves.
Fair.
So that's what it is.
I take a lot of bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't take bullshit anymore. So that's so rare that you don't come across bullshit that I don't fall for nobody anymore. You know?
I'm trying to get to your level.
No, but you want a relationship, and that's not bad. That's not bad. You can't be like me and want to have a relationship.
You're right.
I'm not saying how you are is bad. I totally have been there and know what it feels like, and it's fucking hard, and it just seems like a lot of luck is involved in it. A lot of sacrifice of
being
yourself.
Being in the right place at the right time.
Of your time, of yourself. You have to bend. That's the other thing. I don't want to bend myself into anybody's schedules anymore.
You got to compromise because there's a whole other person you have to think about all the time.
So I totally, like, get it. And I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. Janelle, we've come to the end. Oh, wait. I keep forgetting. I usually ask people this question, I didn't do it twice in a row. Would you date me?
Yes, I think you're so fun. And I feel like you a freak, like low key. I feel like you
it's
a freak.
It's not low key. I'm a full ass freak. Yes.
I feel like I could come to you on, like, okay, so I saw this on YouTube. Or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, what a treat. I can't believe I forgot to do that for the other two episodes. Whatever. Do you have anything that you want to promote?
Unfortunately, no. Go watch. Oh, Black Monday comes out March 15th. And it's on Showtime. And this is my first, like, real acting gig. I wrote myself into the show. I did. I got hired as a writer, and now I'm in the show. And it's so funny. Strong Black Laughs. I said I ain't got nothing to promote.
Yes, you
Strong
so
Black
much to
Laughs,
promote.
Which is the Netflix podcast underneath the Strong Black Leads Network. Go to Strong Black Leads and subscribe to that. And what else I got? You know, buy my album, Black and Mild. Follow me on the internet. All the comedian things. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, if you like this episode of Oh, Why Won't You Date Me, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can give it a review. And if you send me something nasty to hit on me, I'll read it. This person said, "Hey, Nicole, I'm a gay vegetarian, but I'd still go ham on that meaty puss of yours. Then I'd fuck your ass till it prolapses, give you a strap on to return the favor, and we'll touch our hose together so we can be rose buddies." Ew!
Husband material, am I right?
Thank you, Janelle. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.